Today I'm going to be doing an intro to the chakra system. And if you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen me post about the chakras or talk about the chakras. I personally really like the chakras. So what are they? In Sanskrit, the word chakra means wheel. They are energy centers that are along the spine. There's seven of them. They can be blocked or imbalanced or out of alignment. And when that happens, you can experience physical or emotional symptoms. You can work with them in a few different ways. There are lots of chakra meditations or like chakra yoga series and specific ones, like so ones for the throat chakra, ones for the heart chakra. You can find just about anything. Reiki energy and energy healing also will work with the chakras, which is also a good way to rebalance them or get them back into alignment. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through each chakra and I'm going to give you the name, where it's located, the color that's associated, because every chakra is associated with a color, and then the meaning or like the focus of each chakra. So starting at the base of the spine, you have the root chakra or Muladhara. And again, it's at the very bottom of the spine. The color that is associated with the root chakra is red. And the meaning or focus is grounding and safety. Moving up just a little bit is the sacral chakra or Svadhisthana. It's located in your womb space or just below your navel. The color that is associated with it is orange. And the theme around the sacral chakra is creativity. And moving up from there, you have the solar plexus or the Manipura, which is right above your belly button. It's the color yellow. And it is all about self-confidence and self-esteem. From there, you have your heart chakra or Anahata, which is in your heart center. It's green and its theme is love or compassion. Then you move up to the throat chakra, which is located in the middle of your throat. And the color is a light blue. And the throat chakra is all about communication. The third eye chakra is located between your eyebrows. The color is indigo and it's all about your intuition. And then the last one is your crown chakra and it is at the top of your head. The color is purple and it is typically related to your spiritual connection or your connection with other realms or whatever it is that resonates with you. So what you can do if you feel like one is out of alignment is, again, you can look up like a root chakra meditation or a root chakra yoga series, or if you get a Reiki session, you can ask your Reiki practitioner to focus on that particular chakra. Or if you're unsure and you're getting a Reiki session, you can ask them to, I guess evaluate would be a good word, evaluate your chakra system and go from bottom all the way up to top and just kind of feel out which ones are imbalanced and which ones are not and work from there. I will do a separate episode on what balanced or imbalanced looks like and how you can realign them yourselves. But this was just a quick overview going through each of the seven chakras, kind of where they are, the color of them, and what each one is about. If there is one that is particularly interesting for you, I totally recommend you do some research on it. You might be being called to that particular chakra for a reason. There's so much you can do with these. I mean, there's crystals that go along with these. I mean, it's endless how you can really work with these. And they're such a good little tool for what's going on in your body sometimes. So again, like if they're imbalanced or out of alignment, sometimes they can have it can manifest into a physical thing, or it can be very emotionally heavy. It just kind of depends. But again, I will do a separate episode and go a lot more into depth on that. This was just meant to be a quick intro and overview. If you're new to the chakras and you're like, what the heck are chakras? And again, they're just, their energy centers along the spine. I hope you guys enjoyed this intro to the chakras. Like I mentioned before, I plan on doing some more in-depth chakra episodes later on that go a lot more into alignment and misalignment. If there's anything in particular regarding the chakras that you would like to learn about or you would like me to talk about in future episodes, definitely let me know. I hope you guys have a great day, and I will talk to you next week.